Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, and he'll give us the details of how things for you people that don't like this weather are going to change for the better. Just not today. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I'm terrific. We had a nice, warm, muggy, humid day yesterday, and then late afternoon into the early evening, we had thunderstorms and showers, and this morning I walked out of the house, and it was 70 degrees.
Yep, and it was a very interesting afternoon. I had lots of the government clients calling at the airports. I had some of the baseball teams calling. It was very busy, and what made it even worse is my relatively new Tempest weather station recorded 4 inches of rain in an hour and a half.
Wow.
And 533 lightning strikes in 2 hours.
Yeah, we didn't. We probably had, at my house, we probably had about an inch and a half of rain. And we had lightning all around us, but, you know, nothing really, really close.
One bolt of lightning struck a house in New Jersey and set it on fire. And then the 4 inches of rain here, unfortunately, did a number on my friend's new house. They have an in-ground pool. It took all of their mulch and stones and washed it into their pool.
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. So I had a rough day. It wasn't over until after six last night. So it was a rough day. And will there be a repeat performance today? I don't know. I don't know where these things are going to line up, but I can't take the chance of not forecasting a shower or thunderstorm because it is a possibility. Hazy, humid, low 90s today. Any showers around and early tonight, we drop to the mid 60s. And now tomorrow, breath of fresh air. Partly sunny, less humid. Instead of being in the low 90s, maybe about 85, 86. Friday, you can forget the showers. I don't think there's going to be any. I think it's going south. So I think it's going to be much cooler, maybe about 70 with sun and clouds. And Saturday, I'm up in the air about a spotty shower. But I think Saturday will wind up to be clouds, some sun, and a high maybe 70 to 75. And Sunday, we'll start with some sun, and then late in the day, there is a chance of thunderstorms. And the highs will be in the 80s on Sunday. So we get a break, and the break is definitely tomorrow and Friday and perhaps Saturday as well. And then we go back into unsettled weather late Sunday and Monday of next week.
All right. How
you like that?
How you like them apples? Well, so we go back to more humid weather next week?
Well, at least for the early part of the week. I mean, overall, the models are having a hard time. Like, were there any models forecasting 4 inches of rain for anybody yesterday? The answer is no. Absolutely not. So, you know, when it comes to what we call local convection, the models really have a hard time handling it. And that's when you have to just resort to radar and looking at what is going on and what will happen, because you can't look at the models and say, well, what is the model forecasting? It's 3 in the afternoon now. We have storms coming. What is the model forecasting for 8 tonight? Forget it. It's not going to handle it. You have to go to the radar, and your forecast becomes a nowcast.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, you update it every hour, and that's what I was doing. So Pat is pretty tired this morning. I wanted to see America's Got Talent. I only managed to stay up for a little bit, and I fell asleep.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, this is, you know, this
and
is
you,
it.
You don't even realize you fall asleep. You don't realize it until you're groggy and open your eyes.
Yep. And then when you open your eyes, you look at the clock, it says 2:45 a.m. And you say, get up. It's time to go to work.
That's exactly. Every morning at about 10 after 3, I open my eyes and I say, time to make the donuts, the old Dunkin' Donuts commercial, you know. Time to get up. Time to drag your butt out of bed And I take enough pain medications now in the morning that I have to take them at 3 o'clock in the morning. So they kick in. Everything kicks in. So then by like 4 o'clock, when I have to get a shower and move around and go to the studio, I can do that. So I need that extra hour just to get the medications
working. Yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully after this, on Friday, I go see the doctor for the stem cell.
Oh, good. Okay.
And they'll let me know if I'm a candidate. And if I am, we'll schedule that. And hopefully that'll be in the rearview mirror.
That would be great.
Yeah. It's the stem cell. They take your stem cells out of your back and put them into your knees. And go from there. Everything's covered by insurance except for the procedure, because it's still, even though it's approved by the FDA, it's still in the testing phase. So I'll become part of a case study if they accept me in.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but, and the case study right now has basically after 1 month, pain levels are reduced by about 50%. And mobility of the knee is increased by about 35%. And there's good results right now with people that have had this for 7 years. Now, there's always a chance it doesn't work. You know, there's always that slight chance that it won't work in an individual. But I'm really looking forward to seeing this instead of going through major surgery. So.
Well, yeah, good luck on that. You're doing it right. You're doing it right. You start off this way. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Before I go, because to do both knees would be horrible. If I can do with stem cell replacement two knees in one sitting, and not have a long period of recovery, it's too good of a thing to try to pass up. All right, I wanted to let you know about the world box office numbers for 2021. Of course, domestic. What was the number one film domestic for 2021? What do you think?
That was it? Domestic?
No, just, you know, no, domestic, here in the United States, not worldwide.
Oh, I have no idea.
Godzilla versus Kong.
Was number one so far.
Yeah, $100 million. Okay. Worldwide, it's made $440 million.
Okay.
And A Quiet Place Part 2 has made $90 million.
Wow.
So a lot of people are seeing that. That's not too bad. So when you, Tom and Jerry, which was just released.
Right.
$46 million. Hmm. Anyways, and Cruella. Which was just released, is at $44 million.
I saw that, and I thought it was great.
And Wrath of Man, I want to watch that. I haven't watched it. Also has done pretty good. Yeah, is Cruella good? Is it a dark comedy?
No, not at all.
Explain what type of movie Cruella is to me.
It basically talks about Cruella as a baby, how she was brought up, what was done wrong to her, and how she's going to get back on the person who has done wrong to her.
Okay.
And she gets back on.
Is she a heroine or an evil one?
Cruella is not the evil one.
Okay.
The one she gets back on is evil.
All right.
And it's done well. It is done very well. She deserves mention for an Academy Award.
And believe it or not, another movie I want to see is Peter Rabbit 2. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I heard that had good reviews.
So, anyways, and that movie Nobody?
Right.
Is in the United States is around $30 million.
I told you that's a great movie.
Yeah, so a lot of people, and that has made it by word of mouth, people like you and I telling other people about it.
Right.
So, anyways, that's a look. I just thought you'd be interested that the number one movie, Godzilla Kong, did it. You know, you put the two titans together.
Well, that's great. That makes you happy.
Makes me very happy, even though I don't know. It's probably going to be a long time now until another Godzilla movie, though.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah. But well, I'm a happy man. All right, Pat. So we've got today, and then we're going to get some break towards the end of tomorrow.
And Friday, yeah. Yep, looking forward.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you mañana.
All right, bye-bye, Marcia.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast. You folks watching on Facebook Live, we have to say so long now, but you can join us if you've got a smart speaker. Just say play WHDD Robin Hood Radio, or you can stream us live at robinhoodradio.com or on TuneIn. If not, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Everybody else, stay with us. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking to Sherry Schoonmaker, who is the executive director at Gear Lodge. We have a couple of other surprises in the 7 o'clock hour as well. All right. As we always do when we wrap up with the forecast, right now our current temperature stands at 71 degrees here at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon.
Programming and underwriting support from Prindle Insurance Agency in Sharon, proudly celebrating over 75 years serving the tri-state region. For a review of your home, auto, or business insurance.
Now there's NPR at home. Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM Annandale on Hudson.
BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has accused Russia and China of coercing and intimidating countries into accepting their coronavirus vaccines. Speaking to the BBC ahead of this week's G7 summit, Mr. Sullivan said the vaccine diplomacy practiced by both nations promised more than it could deliver, whereas the US was acting to help end the pandemic.
By the end of this month alone, the United States will have shared more vaccines by orders of magnitude than either China or Russia by the end of June, and we're just getting started. Secondly, we're not seeking to extract concessions or demand favors or coerce or intimidate other countries in order to get our vaccines. We're not asking anything. We are giving them because it is the right thing to do.
Beijing has accused the United States of paranoid delusion over U.S. plans to spend $250 billion to counter China's growing economic strength. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said America should stop treating China as a threat. The bill, approved by the U.S. Senate, would provide funding for research into areas such as artificial intelligence and quantum computing. The U.S.